Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
CITES clamps down on Thai tiger poachers. A special mission from the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES, traveled to Thailand recently to examine the growing number of wildlife criminals. Despite being a signatory to CITES, which bans trade in tiger parts and derivatives, Thailand is still a haven for wildlife criminals. Thailand's tiger economy, a new report by the London-based Environmental Investigation Agency, reveals the extent to which enforcement authorities are turning a blind eye to illegal trade in tigers and tiger parts. Our investigators were shocked to discover how easy it was to find tiger products being manufactured and sold in Bangkok, said Debbie Banks of EIA. We were also informed by a Thai tiger breeder that he believes between 100 and 200 live tiger cubs are smuggled from Thailand to China each year from the many illegal tiger breeding facilities operating throughout Thailand. If an NGO can get a hold of that kind of information, it begs the question, what are the enforcement authorities doing? The world's tiger population has plummeted during the past 100 years, down by 95% from an estimated 100,000 to fewer than 6,000 today. Tigers are threatened by illegal trade of their skins, bones, and other body parts as luxury items and for use in Asian traditional medicines. The destruction of the forest that tigers depend on is also a major threat, along with the decline in the tiger's natural prey species due to poaching and habitat loss. Norwegian biologist wants to kill Kiko. Kiko, the killer whale that became famous as the star of the Free Willy movies, should be killed, says Niels Olin, a marine biologist with Havørstings Institute in Bergen, Norway. Environmental groups around the world reacted in horror to the suggestion that the whale just released to the wild after 20 years in captivity should die at the hands of humans. Free in the open ocean only since July, this week Kiko followed a Norwegian fishing vessel and entered a small harbor in Skalvik Fjord, located about 250 miles from Oslo. There he interacted with several vessels and members of the public. Some of them fed the famous whale and entered the water to swim with him, climb on his back, and play with him. Olin said this week that Kiko should be euthanized because the whale is not suited to be in the wild, is a waste of money, and is eating Norwegian fish. A Norwegian government official has offered reassurances that Kiko will not be harmed, despite Olin's suggestion that he should be destroyed. Born in Iceland, Kiko was captured and displayed in aquariums in Iceland, Canada, and Mexico before filming for Free Willy began in 1992. The sick captive orca was rehabilitated into the wild in an eight-year multi-million-dollar process in a specially constructed tank at the Oregon Coast Aquarium and in a training pen in Klaksvik Bay in Iceland. Kiko was released into the open ocean in July. This represents the longest period Kiko has been in the wild since his capture more than 20 years ago, says the Humane Society of the United States, which is participating in his return to the wild. The reports of children frolicking with Kiko are very troubling, the HSUS says. The effort to free Kiko is in jeopardy because of these irresponsible activities. We plead with the public to leave Kiko alone. Captain Paul Watson of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, contacted by a Norwegian newspaper for his reaction to the recommendation that Kiko be killed, said, "Killing seems to be the first thought that comes to mind for many Norwegians when they see a whale. I would like to warn Norway that if Kiko is killed or injured in Norwegian waters, it will be a major public relations blunder. Norway is already stigmatized as a nation that is illegally killing whales. Kill Kiko and suffer the wrath of the world public opinion, especially the wrath of the world's children." As for wasting money to help Kiko, said Watson, it is not Norwegian money, and therefore it is none of Norway's business how much money is being spent to help Kiko. It's better to waste money on a whale than it is to waste whales for money. It is my hope that Kiko will teach the Norwegians a thing or two about whales, and that they will learn that these gentle, majestic, highly intelligent, and social animals are more valuable alive than dead, Watson said. And we thank the Environment News Service for these stories. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come and buy, send the-